favor. Boys and girls, if you're down the back, do you want to come and sit up the front for me? Would that be okay? Because I'm actually talking to you. Could you be closer to me? I won't talk for very long, I promise. Mum and Dad don't need to be concerned about them being distracted, I'm sure. Mr. Gus is here. He'll have it under control. Come on in. Come on, Libby. Come and sit down the front. That would be really helpful for me. I would appreciate that. You can sit on the front if you want. Yeah. Look at that. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. So, boys and girls, I have a question for you. I've got a couple of questions, actually. I believe that Christmas is fastly approaching. Is that true? Is Christmas soon? Okay. Who gets excited about Christmas? Yes. Do you know who else gets excited about Christmas? I love Christmas, and thankfully my kids love Christmas as well. So, here's a question for you. Let's make sure this works. Is it working? It is. Wonderful. Well, that was a very poor colour choice on my part. Let me read it for you. What is your favourite thing about Christmas? Okay, Sophia, what's your favourite thing about Christmas? You get presents. Yes. What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
That we get to see
family. Family, yes. Favourite thing about Christmas?
That we see the Christmas tree
glow. Yes. Anything else? Anything else? Yes, Mr. Summer. Food. Yes. That's one of my favourite things about Christmas, yes.
Chocolate.
Do you get chocolate at Christmas too? Wow. I need that to talk to my family. I don't get chocolate at Christmas. Mums and dads, is there anything that you would like, Dad, or grandparents? What's your favourite thing about Christmas? Yes, Mrs. Larry. Gifts. Yes. Do you know what is one of my favourite things about Christmas? Now, I get to go with my kids and we get to look at Christmas lights. See, look, Elizabeth is excited about it. Elizabeth loves Christmas lights. So that is something that I love to do. Does anyone else love Christmas lights? Let's have a look at some of these pictures. I done a bit of a Google search. Sydney's best Christmas lights. Okay? Apparently. Wow, look at that. I told you Elizabeth loves Christmas lights. You ready for another one? There's another one. There's another one. ChristmasLightsearch.com. That's where you find them. And there is another one. Wow. So, Christmas lights. That is something that I love about Christmas. But I want to talk to you this morning, still this morning, yes, about some Christmas lights when Jesus was born. But it is not like the lights we see on our... I'm telling the story. Maybe next time you can tell it. Okay? It was God's glory. Okay, God's glory shone everywhere. Now, if you don't know what God's glory is, that's okay, because I am about to tell you. Okay, so on the night that Jesus was born, there was these guys. Okay, what are they doing? Who are they? Monica, who are they?
Are they shepherds?
They are shepherds. What do shepherds look after? Someone over here? Yes?
Sheep.
Sheep, that's right. So that was a group of shepherds. They're looking after their sheep. Now, we need to understand, shepherds, they weren't very well liked, okay? They didn't have that many friends. Yeah, the sheep liked them. Yeah, the sheep definitely liked them. But the people, not so much, okay? They were very lowly people. Now, we need to understand, in the Bible, shepherds, they stayed with their sheep all the time. So in the daytime and in the nighttime, when it was hot, when it was cold, even when it was raining, okay? So they would, like, live with the sheep. Imagine that. Would you like to live with sheep?
No.
You would? Okay. I wouldn't. I would not like to live with sheep. But you know what? These shepherds, we actually believe they were special because they were looking after sheep that were used in the temple. Okay? Special sheep that were used for sacrifices. Now, these men, okay, they were out in their fields, they were looking after the sheep, and something amazing happened. Okay? I know you all know, but let me tell it. The Bible tells us that an angel came. Now imagine that. You're out in a dark field and then you see an angel. And I really chose bad text. I'm sorry. This is what the angel said. Okay, this is what the Bible says. Luke chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Okay, so think about this. It's very dark, a little bit cold, and all of a sudden, it was like this. It was angels, and God's glory shone everywhere. It's like the most amazing Christmas light ever. Now, do you know when we talk about God's glory, what this means is that God was actually present. Okay, this is a picture of God's presence. Now, you know, the shepherds, they were a little bit scared. And if that was me, I would be scared as well. Imagine seeing that. This is not something you would normally see when you're looking after sheep. But what's this all about? Okay, so we've got these shepherds, and all of a sudden God's glory is shining, and then the angels start talking. It's like, whoa. And the angel, this is the angel, said this. Okay? The angel said, first of all, I bring you good tidings of great joy. So the angels had some really, really good news for the shepherds. Who likes good news? Me too. Good news is good. This was the news that the angels brought. This is not just good news. Boys and girls, this is the greatest news ever. Okay? You cannot get better news than this. So listen really, really carefully. This is what the Bible tells us. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This was the good news that the angels brought. Okay, so the angels, they told the shepherds about Jesus' birth. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That's what it means when it says city of David. Okay, Bethlehem. But why? Why was Jesus' birth so important? That is the question. I know that you know, but it's my turn to talk. Okay, why was Jesus' birth so important? You notice here it says Jesus is Christ the Lord. Now, that means that Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Did you know that? Okay, so Jesus, he is, think about this, he is fully God and he is fully man. 100% God, 100% man. That is Jesus. Okay, so God came to earth. Isn't that amazing? God became a man and lived in this world. So, whoa, that's pretty amazing. But why? Okay, why did he come? Well, boys and girls, mums and dads, Jesus came to be our Savior. Okay, that's what the verse says. Came to be our Savior. Now, what did Jesus come to save us from? Okay, this is what we need to understand. And the kids know, and you know, mums and dads, boys and girls, Jesus came to be our Savior from sin. Okay, from sin. Because do you know what the Bible tells us? Every single person is a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay, and all that means everyone. So all of the boys and girls, you have sinned. All the mums and dads and grandparents, you have sinned. I have sinned. You know, we are born sinners and we sin over and over and over again. You know, we tell lies. Do you know what that means? That means we're liars. We don't obey mum and dad. That's another sin. And we could go on. Okay, we are all sinners. And this is bad news, because God must punish sinners. Okay, God has to do that. What does that mean? That means because we're sinners, we can't enter into God's heaven. Okay, we can't go to heaven. And we can't be in a relationship with God right now. And God will punish our sin. Okay, we'll be punished forever and ever in a terrible place called hell. Okay, and that's what everyone deserves. Okay, so that's the bad news. But the good news is this. Do you know Jesus? Did you know he never sinned once? Imagine that. Jesus lived his whole life and not once did he sin. Okay? He obeyed mum and dad every single time. Mums and dads, wouldn't that be nice? Jesus never argued with mum and dad. When they said, Jesus, it's time to go to bed, he's like, sure, mum, I'm up to bed. Imagine that. Wow. Okay, so Jesus never sinned once. He lived a perfect life, and yet he died on the cross. Okay, why did he die? Okay, well, Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. Did you know that? That's why Jesus died on the cross. He died for your sin. He took your sin and he died in your place. But the good news is Jesus didn't stay dead, because on the third day he rose again. Okay, Jesus is alive. And the reason why Jesus went to the cross was to provide us with salvation. But the question is, how can you be saved? Okay, the Bible makes it very, very clear. And guess what? It's actually really simple. Simple. Even little kids can do it. Okay, in order to be saved from your sin, the Bible tells us that you must believe that Jesus is God. Okay, that's important. You need to believe that Jesus is God. And you need to believe that Jesus died for you. The Bible uses a word, it's called faith. You need to put your faith or your trust in Jesus, that he died on the cross in your place and he rose again for you. And you must also repent of your sin. You're like, whoa, Pastor Brennan, what in the world does that mean? That's a big word. Okay, well, that means you can just go, God, I'm a sinner. Okay, I know I did the wrong thing. And I'm sorry for my sin. Okay, and that's, you're facing this way towards sin. It's turning from your sin and turning toward God. Okay. And if you do that, okay, if you place your faith and trust in Jesus, you will be saved. Isn't that good news? Okay, you will be saved from your sin. And boys and girls, this is really important. You need to understand this. What I've just told you, that is the only way to be saved. Okay, it's only through Jesus. You know, you can come to church your whole life, and that won't save you. Mum and dad may be a Christian. That doesn't mean that you're a Christian. Maybe when you're old, you get lots and lots of money. You can't buy your way into heaven. Okay, the only way into heaven, the only way to be a Christian is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Okay, and this was the good news that was brought to the shepherds. And this is still good news for us today. Anyone at all can be saved. And the question I have for you is this: is Jesus your Savior? Okay, is Jesus your Savior? And if not, why not trust him as your Savior today? And if you want to know more about this, please talk to your Sunday school teachers. Please talk to me. Please talk to Pastor Matthews, or talk to Mr. Gus. Talk to any of the adults here. We would love to talk to you about this more. Okay, so the question I have for you is, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Thank you very much for listening so well. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing another song, and then time for food. Yes, yes. So let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the good news that we find in the Bible, the good news of the gospel. Thank you that Jesus became a man, and that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That is truly good news. That is the greatest news. And our Lord, I do pray that if there be a boy or girl or mum and dad who don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, that they would make today the day of their salvation. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.